This is a Dynamics AX 2012 type hierarchy demo. It's picking up where the Express Plus editor demo just left off. So here we have a class, demo class, and classes can be in a hierarchy. Sometimes it's hard to understand the full hierarchy, especially when it gets deep. So to address that issue, we have added a new tool called the Type Hierarchy Context. It's available under Tools, Type Hierarchy Context. It will open up a doc form that shows you the hierarchy of the currently selected node in the AOT. So when I'm navigating here, you can see that it's actually changing. You can say it's using up a lot of real estate, but I can actually open up the property sheet and they can live side by side docked over here. So usually my preferred layout is something like this. The type hierarchy context, as I said, is updated automatically, and it's updated based on live metadata. So if I go in here and change the hierarchy of my class, say extend run base, and I save this, and I select my class, we can see that the hierarchy is automatically reflected. In AX 2012, we have hierarchies for classes, and we have hierarchies for extended data types, just like we had in previous versions. So if I select an extended data type, I can also see the hierarchy of for these. Again, updated automatically. Notice up here how it updates when I'm navigating through the AOT. And it also works for base enums. Here we go. So I can see the base enums. And a new thing in AX 2012 is inheritance of tables. So it actually also works for tables. So let me pick a table in a hierarchy, a person. We can see that it is actually shown up here. We have dear person extends dear party table, which extends common, which is an any type. Now if I select something in the AOT that's not a type, nothing will be shown. And by types here, we mean the types that are exposed to X++. Right, so every type you have in the X++ language is available up here. If I select a form is not a type in the X++ language, so it's not there. Classes, extend data types, base enums, and tables, they are. So let's go back to dear person. Each of these are hyperlinks, so when I hover over them, I can click to get more information. Let me select dear person. This will open up the type hierarchy context, sorry, the type hierarchy browser, which is a small form. Let me just maximize it so we can see what we have in here. That gives you details on the hierarchy. So we can see on this axis, we have all the types, dear person, dear party, and common. And then downwards, we have all the fields. And here we can see if any of the types are implementing this field. So we can see they all have a reg ID, but they do not all have a professional title. We have the same information for methods. So we can see who's actually implementing these methods. We can see that dear party table has a delete method. I can click this one to go to the source code to see what it's doing. It's not doing a whole lot. So let's just close that one again. And there's another one, init value, perhaps that's more interesting. It's implemented both by dear person. And you can, of course, drill in here. I have to remember to use the right shortcuts. It's F12 in this version on super, which will drill into the super method. But I could have done exactly the same by clicking over here. This should also bring up the editor we just saw before, and it does. So we have fields and methods, but we also have properties on the table. So here we can see how the properties are changing across the hierarchy. We can see that, for example, the label is changed from address book to people. The developer documentation is being changed across the hierarchy, and so on. Another nice feature is that I can use a browser to see What siblings does my dear person have? So what other tables are deriving from dear party table? And to do this, I collapse dear party table and I expand it again. Now we can see that dear organizational base also showed up. And I can drill down and see and investigate the hierarchy just as I did before. Right, suddenly the matrix over here gets pretty big and takes just a second to render. Right, now we can see that it doesn't really fit my screen. So I can also search extended data types, or any type basically. So I could search for my demo class that we just had before. And it will show up down here, and it can show me how my demo class is extending run base, and it will show me all the methods that I have. My method is the one we've added, what methods run base have. And I can also see the properties on the class, which are not that interesting. We can also search for extended data types, like account num. And we can expand that and see who's extending it. There are quite a lot of them. And we can search for extended data, sorry, for base enums like ABC. And again, this tool is running off live metadata, so you don't need to generate any data to use it. That goes for both the type hierarchy context and the type hierarchy browser.